So you also released an EP at the beginning of the year. Was that kind of for the fans? So this is where we are, and wait for the album, or?
I mean, we actually pretty much had the album, but we were in discussions with some labels to put it out. So we either went ahead and just put out the record on our own, which would have been great because we wouldn't have to wait around. But I'm not sure that anybody would have really heard about it. I'm not sure that we'd have had the funds to advertise it. So we put the EP out while Fiction and Co-op talk to each other, and it means that we're here tonight, really.
Yeah.
So it sort of makes sense in the end. But it was to bridge the gap from...
Yeah, we've always really liked the idea of an EP as well, I think, because a lot of the bands we sort of first got into released 12-inch records and just did things that way, and it's just a nice sort of a good thing in between albums, I think. Yeah, like you say, just to sort of show this is where we're at and just kind of bridge things through that way. But also, it's always been important to us to make records, you know, and design them, and just all these things just are important to the band. So it was just like, it was a cool thing to do that EP, I think, and it just like reinstating that, you know, it was a nice piece of Duke Spirit.
Yeah, there's like two things at work. One thing is that you want to let people know, like, we are around, like, hey, we're gonna tour soon, I promise. And then there's something that we're just quite passionate about, which is the collectability of records, which obviously is a bizarre concept now to young people. They're like, wow, what is this? It's cool to collect it, and we're like, oh yeah. You know. So I think having, like you say, like having a goal, like let's make this, let's put it on 12-inch, and let's have the artwork, yeah, which Luke nearly always kind of is part of the creation of that side of things. It just means that you have something collectible and you're sort of sharing like a little treasure with someone around, even if your touring schedule is a little bit further off down the year, you know.
Yeah.
So we're done with the album at the beginning of this year.
We've still worked on. We've done a lot of it, but we went in and did some more tracks. There's actually a song called Bodies, which was recorded probably in January, February, and then we came back and mixed that. And I think we'd done a song called Sweet Bittersweet just before Christmas as well. So it's been an ongoing thing, really, adding songs with this album. And we went through a lot of different studios and different scenarios.
Yeah, because last winter we had a track listing 1 to 11.
Yeah.
And we thought, so that's the album. And we had a bit of time, you know, because we knew it wouldn't be released for a while, and maybe everybody kind of did their own thing over Christmas, and we took a break for 2 weeks, you know, nobody really, we weren't rehearsing or anything. And in that time, you know, your brain starts going, what about that other song? That one that we didn't finish because we didn't think it was right. And, you know, a few days go by, and perhaps, normally as a band, I guess we kind of speak every day, every few days. And there was some sort of break, and then bit by bit, people were like, so I'm thinking, do you think it's right? I don't know. Yeah, no. What about the... And then at the last minute in January, there were Sweet Bittersweet and Bodies were put in, and we took one other track away, which we still like. We're gonna keep that one for later, you know. But it actually meant that the process of this record was, yeah, kind of, you know, it took twists and turns over several months, but it was really fun for us, because what you hear now as Bruiser has some like last minute, like, fuck, is it gonna make it? Yeah, let's put it in number six. Yeah. Yeah, that makes all the difference, you know. So, you know, you put the record on headphones and you go through a journey, and it was different. A few months before, it could have been like, oh, like this, but now it's like, and I think we feel quite proud that we could have been a little bit, could have been safe and gone, no, that's how we were supposed to do it. We decided we'd do it like that, let's leave it. But we just fucked it up at the end and like went, no, let's try this track and this track. Made the atmosphere of the record different. And I think we feel kind of like that was the brave thing to do. It was cool, you know.